This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We've got Skype. You may Skype into our show and bring up anything you want. You can also call in. Skype username is lrn.fm. Should you wish to use the phones, you can dial us up at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Fidel Castro. We just barely mentioned that he had passed away last night, and I think it's worth talking about in greater detail. A lot of people who love freedom are elated by the fact that this tyrant has passed on, but of course he's also being lauded by many in the mainstream media and in the political realm as well as some sort of great leader.
Sure.
When he was just a horrible, horrible man and a murderer. So we'll get into that here in a moment. And you can also join us again, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week, Sex Robots, Pitcairn Island, and our continuing book review, book club on economics in one lesson. We still have to catch up through chapter 5 and 6 because we got backed up by an extra week. Anyway, we'll hopefully get to as much of that as we possibly can here. The story is from the Wall Street Journal about Fidel Castro. Title, Castro in Death Casts Long Shadow Over Cuba. Fidel Castro's legacy in Cuba, a country he ruled for 5 decades. He was 90, by the way, when he
died. I mean, he really made it. I mean, the idea that only the good die young really sticks with that guy.
It's likely to endure for many years to come, although there are no statues of Mr. Castro.
Interesting.
Surprisingly. Who died on Friday at the age of 90. His influence is pervasive, including a powerful communist party that governs most aspects of life, from the content of school textbooks to the price of bread. Raul Castro, his younger brother, and the new president has been firmly in charge since at least 2008.
I think that's hilarious. Here in the United States, where the federal government dictates things as diverse as the content of school textbooks and the price of milk.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It's not that different.
Cuban's a communist state. There's no doubt about it.
They're more communist. I mean, they're definitely poorer because of it.
They're a socialist state. I should say they're a socialist
right.
state. There's no such thing as a communist state. Communism is heaven. And it just doesn't live on earth. If you want to create a commune and give it your best, I think you should be free to do that. And as far as I'm concerned, you shouldn't even be charged property taxes. Go ahead. Give it a run.
So, yeah, we reported years ago when Raul Castro kind of took over the reins from Fidel. He wasn't on his deathbed back then, but he wasn't exactly in tip-top shape either. And he's, I think, only 5 years younger, so Raul is, you know, all on his way out as well.
Yeah.
And we had also reported...
Spry 85.
We'd also reported that when Raul Castro took over, there were some slight changes made to the country's political system to give some of their people a little bit more autonomy over, like, deciding what crops to plant and things like that, rather than full-on central control and micromanagement.
Isn't that strange that that would occur? I mean, as though I don't believe that Fidel Castro has the kind of pull as not the president, El Presidente anymore, to, you know, keep these things going. Like, Raul's no paragon of free market economics.
No doubt.
So
he's a military man who is, Castro's essentially his right-hand man, his brother.
Yeah, the fact that that occurred just seems so strange to me.
Well, you know, they're not the same person, so maybe there's enough differences between them that he made a change.
I guess.
Anyway, in many ways, Fidel had already left the country's political stage, transforming his role from authoritarian father figure into a doddering uncle who liked to tell war stories. During his first decades, he remade Cuba in his own image of an egalitarian socialist utopia that captured the imagination of youth around the world, said Richard Feinberg, a fellow at Brookings Institution. But he stayed too long to govern over a stagnant, declining economy as talented Cuban youth fled the island in search of more open societies and greater opportunities.
Yep. Socialism, that's what happens.
It drives out the talented and the entrepreneurial.
Sure,
you
know, people that want to make a better life for themselves and have the talents to make a you know, better income, that sort of thing, are going to go where those talents will be best used.
Right, if they can get out.
Right. Take a look at the sports teams in America. Do the sports teams only incorporate people who are from that general geographic area, or do they take the best players from all over the world and bring them to the place? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. So the best teams have the best people, at least in baseball. There's the whole football thing with the salary cap and whatever, however that works. I'm not an expert in that particular area. But, you know, this is how it works. You're driving out the talent. Socialism, you know, sooner or later you run out of socialism, sooner or later you run out of other people's money. So socialism instituted in places that were already poor tends to not work as well as socialism instituted in places where you are poor. Now,
where they aren't poor,
excuse me. And I was moving on to my next point on that before I finished my thought in my head. So when you look at, say, Denmark or something like that, people love to point it out. Mm. There's some very socialist aspects to Denmark.
Right.
But there's some very free market aspects, too. So a free market economy, even, you know, it's not taxes that are the biggest problem. It's the regulations and all that stuff when it comes to, you know, people making money. The regulations are what prevent people from doing it. The taxes, obviously, that's going to cause some people to flee so that they can make more money. But if a market's relatively free, the taxes aren't necessarily the thing that's going to stop it from moving forward.
Right. And we've also reported on, you know, people who'd come here, they'd made a better life for themselves in the United States. And that those are, you know, those are individuals whose talents Cuba lost. And they lost out. Their economy lost out. They, of course, would have had to have begged the government for permission to do anything at all over there in far greater of a fashion than you would have to here. I mean, you do have to beg the government for permission in a lot of ways here in the United States. This is by no means a free marketplace, but in comparison, it is much more free. And I remember actually looking at some of Carlos's posts from photographyisnotacrime.com, where he'd gone to Cuba within the last year, actually, as a tourist to visit and just kind of see what it was like. And the internet access there is terrible.
It's abysmal.
Even if you're in the best hotel in Cuba, you're lucky if you can get online for short periods of time. So, I mean, the place.
You can't get email. And that's the end of the story, right? Like I should say, it's difficult to get email.
So, one of the biggest wild cards in Cuba's future is the role of Washington. President-elect Donald Trump has promised to roll back Barack Obama's historic opening to Havana, which I think is a mistake for Trump to do if he does that. I thought that was one of the things Obama deserved some praise for, was to make Cuba a little bit more accessible to Americans.
Trump's shtick is that he's going to make, free market is, we're all for free market, but you've got to be free and as well as us. And I suspect what he's going to try to do is get a better deal out of Cuba. And I cannot tell you what the deal was between the United States and Cuba. Do I think it's good? I'm all for free market, free trade and everything, but I don't know whether the deal was good or not.
You mean the deal that Barack Obama made?
Correct.
Well, I mean, he seemed to just loosen the restrictions a little bit. It wasn't as though people, I don't believe, could begin trading with the people in Cuba. I don't think that was one of them. We'll have to review the details on that. But it seemed like they would make it a little bit easier for folks to communicate with the people in Cuba and possibly visit with folks in Cuba. So that's one of the things I've never understood, is why the U.S. government, to supposedly punish the government of Cuba, would restrict trade and restrict people from going there and visiting. That's one of the worst things you could do to those to the people of Cuba. They are impoverished as it is.
Well, the United States government says to themselves, the people of Cuba need to kill Raul and Fidel, and then, by all means, we will lift the sanctions. I mean, that's the idea, is to put the pressure on them.
Well, that didn't work out.
Fidel Castro survived 600-something assassinations, okay? It's not like somebody didn't give this a shot.
Right, but it didn't work out.
No, it's hard to kill a leader that people know that you want to kill.
Yeah, if you want to actually help the people of a country, an oppressive country, you trade with them. you open up communications, you open up travel, you open up trade, so those people can actually benefit from being able to communicate with Americans.
If the embargo was going to work, it was going to work in the first 5 years.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. When products cross borders, then peace happens and people get along with one another better. You can take control of the airways here. Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts on Castro. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Well, I don't know if cell 411 would be of much use in Cuba, given how poor the internet connections are there. But anybody that's actually got a smartphone in any country in the world where internet access isn't really crappy, you can use cell 411. And cell 411 is useful for a couple of different reasons. One, it allows you to send out emergency alerts that are received by your friends and family who also have installed cell 411. It's a free app, so no cost, to let them know when something bad's happening. I mean, we all wish nothing bad ever happened, but unfortunately, at some point in our lives, it does. Whether it's you're broken down on the side of the road or some kind of a medical emergency, police harassment, you know, whatever, cell 411 has different alerts that you can send out and let your friends know where you are and what's happening to you. You can even stream live video as it goes down that your friends can watch. Plus, cell 411, just about a month ago, I would say now, added ride sharing. Now this is like the killer must-have app for your smartphone. You get decentralized emergency response plus ride sharing, and the ride sharing is true free market ride sharing where the drivers and the riders get more choices. The drivers choose what amount they charge for their rates, which is the first time that any ride-sharing app has allowed for that. The drivers also choose the kind of payment methods that they'll accept, and the riders get to choose which drivers. So the rider sends out a request. Multiple drivers can send a response saying, yeah, I'll drive you. Here are my rates. Here's where I'm located. And then the rider gets to decide based on their rates, based on their location, based on their rating, which one they want. So this is a game changer, big time. It's free. Go and download it at getcell411.com. That's getcell411.com. Or just go to your favorite Google or Apple App Store, and you'll find it there as well. More about Fidel Castro, plus his horrific record on gay rights, as you are seeing many people on the left laud this man in the news media in the last couple of days since he passed away on Friday. Many of them are probably unaware of how horrible of a man he was.
Right. Well, many of them want socialism. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, say he's a socialist. He certainly did some things right as far as socialism goes. Like, he was very egalitarian. You didn't see him wearing fine clothes or building statues to himself.
I bet he ate better than the rest of Cuba.
I imagine he did. I remember being in, it was in the 90s, and hearing a news story where Cuba was recommending to its people, because there was lacking calcium, to eat eggshells. Now, for one, this wouldn't work, so I kind of think it might be propaganda, but nonetheless, it kind of shows the poverty that's going on there. Yeah, do they have good universal medical attention? They do.
I doubt it.
They do. No, they have universal medicine. It's just bad.
Probably crappy.
Right. I mean, you know, it's
okay,
like
you said good universal medical.
That's do they have universal?
Okay. I said good before that. Sorry.
I don't think so.
You did. You said good.
Good? Okay, fine. Good, then I'm going to retract the good.
Okay.
What I'm going to say is that they had universal medical attention, which is basically like having a large animal vet for everybody in on the island. I mean, and not to mention, let's talk about the island. It was basically a prison state. He wouldn't let you leave. Furthermore, he robbed property from people who were there and, you know, prosperous, middle class, upper middle class, those sorts of things, because this is what the revolutionaries always do. They get the will of the people, the poor people behind them. And that's because there's a lot of poor people in many places. Mm-hmm. And, you know, look, I get it. That's, you know, obviously the poor people want a better life, and many times they're being kept down by those in power. But it's not always the rich people's fault. Sometimes it's just the government's fault. And Batista was not a good guy. And the United States government propping him up certainly wasn't, great either. But Castro is the pendulum swing, and this is a lesson that the U.S. government could learn.
But
presuming
won't.
That they wanted to, but they don't. I suspect the U.S. government benefited from having a boogeyman 90 miles from, U.S. shores.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can dial in toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live here. We got David in San Francisco listening online. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, how are you? You know, when I moved to San Francisco, I ran into a whole bunch of John F. Kennedy assassination investigators and whatnot, And I'm just thinking maybe I could call one of them and have them call in the show. I'm glad you raised Batista, because he was the dictator that Fidel Castro overthrew. But if I remember right, let's see, the Cuban Revolution happened in 1958. Everybody in their right mind knew that Batista was a brutal, sick SOB that was, you know, sex slaves, the gambling and prostitution down there in Cuba was horrible. There was starvation, that Batista was just milking the country and, you know, it was just a horror. You know, you're talking about Castro not letting anybody leave. Batista wouldn't either. And the idea that, you know, kicking this guy out, Fidel Castro actually asked the United States for aid in getting rid of Batista. There was a huge amount of support for Cuba, or excuse me, for Castro, when he pulled it off with, you know, a few hundred guys. But apparently, you know, when you start looking at the John F. Kennedy assassination, the people that were involved with Batista and running Cuba like a sex slave operation, the heroin, all sorts of different problems down in there, they were the ones that killed Kennedy. And so when you start looking at that it was Eisenhower's term while Castro did the overthrow, and then when the Bay of Pigs happened, that was right at the cusp of when John F. Kennedy was elected. And Richard Nixon had been running the Bay of Pigs invasion operation. One of these John F. Kennedy assassination experts claims actually that Richard Nixon was involved in the heroin trade, and that his ties with Jack Ruby were long established, that Richard Nixon had, and Jack Ruby was involved with Carlos Marcello of Louisiana and the heroin trade, the smuggling trade, all sorts of different things, gambling. And so the idea that the very people who Castro was asking aid for were the very people who were backing organized crime. So John F. Kennedy realized that the Bay of Pigs was underway, called it off right away. It failed, and it failed for good reason, because you sure didn't want to get these people back in power. So one of the first things that happened after Kennedy was assassinated was they made an embargo against the nation of Cuba. And the United States was making a vast amount of money from just sugar alone in Cuba. Was a huge industry. And to make an embargo against the sugar trade in Cuba was to not only jack up sugar prices in America,
sure,
but it forced Cuba to sell sugar halfway around the world to Moscow.
It's the whole embargo thing is just so counterproductive for all sides. And thanks for the your thoughts there, David. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More on Fidel Castro in moments. Free Talk Live.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. First, there's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. It is the live Sunday edition of the program. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, economics in one lesson. We have been doing an ongoing chapter by chapter book review, a book club on that book, and a lot of people in Cuba could use a read of that. Good news is it's free on the internet, so if they can manage to get online for a few minutes, they might be able to download it. But apparently the internet connections in Cuba are so bad, it's even hard to do something as basic as send email. So we can talk more about Cuba here in moments with the death of Fidel Castro at age 90, ironically dying on Black Friday.
It's, I suppose, the funniest part of all this, that he dies on the biggest capitalist holiday of the year.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. We got, I think, Ben is on the line on Skype. Hello, Ben.
Hey, guys. Hey, it's Libertarian Banker. How y'all doing?
Welcome. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark, I wanted to tell you about a situation where one vote did actually make a difference.
Okay. I've had a situation like that. Go ahead.
There's actually these, I don't know if you've heard of these things, they're called municipal utility districts.
Okay.
In Texas.
All right.
And actually, what it is a developer who wants to make a neighborhood or make a development, they will actually send one person to live out on the land, you know, in a trailer, and actually wait until the election time comes around, and he will, you know, vote in the election. He'll be the only person manning the election booth in the town. And what he's actually voting for is to create a basically a tax to create roads, create, you know, utilities, power, water, things like that. And then the developer can use that ability to tax to then go get a bond, to issue a bond in order to create the roads or create the utilities. It's actually really interesting. And so this one person can vote into existence a municipality, basically.
Huh.
It's really interesting.
Now, how did the district begin to exist in the first place?
Well, basically, so there's unoccupied land, let's
right.
say, or land that the developer purchases for really cheap. And in order to get this city or the county to put, you know, utility in there so they don't have to pay for it, they'll actually get a person to go live on the land, to homestead on the land for a certain period of time and actually vote in an election, vote himself the, you
but
know, board of directors.
How does the thing get on the ballot in the first place?
He creates it. The person creates it.
Now, it's not that I'm not question. It's not that I don't believe you. It's that I just don't. Here's what I don't understand. If, for instance, I bought some land in southwestern New Hampshire here, and I said I'm going to create my own municipality, that wouldn't work because that land would already be in a municipality. So, how do you get the district that you're referring to in the?
Well, I'm
first
assuming
place?
They're out. Some states. The cities are within counties, so let's say it's the land is within a county, but yep. you want to set up a development on this land. So it actually was a big problem, and there were some Texas legislators that actually created a law, an amendment to the law that said now there has to be 40 people that have to vote in this election in order for it to be legitimate.
Okay.
So they've actually changed the law since then, but you know, these developers are now, they'll get 40 people to move out there.
Huh. Well, that's a sight larger thing to do, to get 40 people to move out to the hinterland.
But I think the key is that they're getting the ability to tax people, who future residents who are going to move there, and then they're using that ability to tax that future income to then issue a bond to get the money to create the
roads and utilities. They're taxing future residents?
Absolutely, yeah, because that one guy created the ability to tax any future people who move to that development.
With the bond.
Exactly. So now they're going to use that ability, that future income of those people that are going to move there, to then issue the bond.
That's one of the nice things about places like New Hampshire, where they aren't allowed to play those particular kind of games. For instance, taxes have to be apportioned for something that... Now, you can put together something for the future. There's no doubt that you can have an account for that, put something away. But, you're supposed to spend... Money that's not spent has to be returned, and you're only supposed to be spending on things that are going on right then. Those are shenanigans by my definition.
Exactly. So I just thought that would bring that to your attention.
Yeah, I think
so
that's neat.
I thought it was interesting.
Also, Mark, as you pointed out before, New Hampshire doesn't have any unincorporated land. Wherever you are in New Hampshire, you're in a municipality of some kind.
Yep, they do have things called purchases.
Yeah, those big old Hart's location, where it's just this huge swath of land. Is there actually a municipality up there?
So there are places in New Hampshire where you're not going to get any property taxes and that sort of thing. But
you also have no services, right?
I would think you'd have no services, and you're, you're not getting, you're out in the middle of the woods. Electricity is going to be difficult. Likely, you can't even purchase land there because, most of it's state forest or federal lands or that sort of thing. So I think you're going to have a very difficult time finding a location like that.
Thanks for the call, Ben. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
And that kind of brings me to there are plenty of places in the United States where property taxes are very, 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 very low. I mean, double digits. You can have property taxes that are incredibly low. Double digits, I mean like $50, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. Incredibly low property taxes. But why aren't those places free? Why aren't there a bunch of people beating a path to their to this door? I think that's because freedom itself doesn't just the prosperity doesn't just come from freedom. It comes from a variety of things. Freedom of which is a part of that formula. So people aren't there's ghost towns and out west where you live for very, very cheaply, but there's nothing around. There's no place to go to work.
Also in New Hampshire, you can't just create a new city at the county level. I'm pretty sure everything has to be approved by the state. So New Hampshire is not a home rule state, as it's called. Essentially, everything that is municipal at the in New Hampshire exists at the pleasure of the state government. That's my understanding.
Yeah, I know that we're, you know, where we are, that a town called Roxbury split off from a town called Marlborough back in the mid-1800s because they didn't feel like they were getting good services. It has never been much of a municipality since then. There's only a couple hundred people that live in it currently.
That's right.
But nonetheless, they are not Marlborough any longer. Now, it's unlikely to me that you would see a schism like this going on today. I think that it was early in the 1900s that something very strange happened in the NH House, and essentially almost all the reps were voted out and all new ones were voted in, and they lost a great deal of sort of institutional memory. And since then, I don't think there's really been much done at all as far as changing municipalities and that kind of thing.
Let's go to Paul. He's also in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paul.
That was an amazing discussion to listen to. And I don't know if you're aware, the state of Maine has passed a law requiring utilities, not the government of Maine, but the utilities in Maine are required to pay anybody who feeds cells, solar onto the grid, 33 cents a kilowatt hour. This means somebody could build a house anywhere and make about, $800 a month selling solar onto the grid, provided the grid's there. And this actually started in southern Germany, where the government requires the utilities to pay 99 cents. And in Ontario, Canada, the government requires the utilities to pay 88 cents a kilowatt hour.
That's the place.
In Japan, it's 53
cents. So basically, these are subsidies to the people who put in solar panels.
No, it's not a subsidy at all. It's a direct.
It's not a market price.
It is.
It's an arbitrary price set by government bureaucrats, set by politicians. Hang on, Paul. We'll let you talk further on the issue here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, of course, the power business in general is highly regulated, and there's very little competition in the first place. Let's continue here in moments. You can join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, you dial toll free, join us on the radio waves here, live Sunday edition continuing. We got more to say about Fidel Castro, who died, thank goodness, on Friday, on Black Friday. We'll get back into that story here in moments, plus economics in one lesson. We've got a couple chapters that we need to get through, recapping, talking about. We're doing kind of a book review, book club here on Free Talk Live for the first time ever, a Johnny Ray's suggestion. It is Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark in the studio with you tonight. By the way, Daryl is in the other room. He just corrected you, Mark. You had said that there are no unincorporated areas.
I said that.
Oh, you said that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, apparently there are several of them in New Hampshire, and he went down a whole list of them. So, Dixville is one of them, but there's a bunch of them, and I suspect almost all of them are in the North Country.
Dixville Notch.
No, Dixville.
No, is there?
Different from Dixville Notch.
Okay.
So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. The population in Dixville as of 2010 was 12.
I thought that was Dixville Notch.
No, that's Dixville.
Is Dixville Notch on the list?
No, the population Dixville there? Notch was not on the list.
I suspect that's the same thing.
Maybe it is the same place. I have no idea. But anyway, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, and Skype username is lrn.fm.
Ian?
Yes.
Dixville, number one. Number two, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, no, I remember. Fidel Castro. You're glad he's dead? You don't? That's not right, Ian. You're celebrating the death of a fellow human being? Is that, that doesn't seem you to me.
I think it's a good thing when tyrants pass away. I think generally life is probably going to get better for the people in Cuba. It may not be the case. It may be that, Raul will make things worse. But so far it appears that at least for the last several years that he's been in charge, that things have gotten at least a little bit better. We can talk more about that in a moment. We've got Paul on the line here as we go to San Francisco. Paul, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were telling us that in Maine, there is some new law that has passed that will mandate a 33-cent per kilowatt hour price to be paid to anyone with solar panels that's feeding power back into the power grid. Did I understand you correctly on that?
That is correct. This creates jobs, and it the main thing is it creates a solar economy because it takes a form of fuel, the sun, which is clean, safe, decentralized, free. And did I say decentralized? That's the key thing, is because anybody can do this. If you strike oil in the ground, only you get to sell the oil. Where with solar energy, anybody can set up a 100-panel solar-powered carport and start making $900 a month.
People who have enough money to buy it, and that's one of the difficulties with this.
It's not that expensive. It's about $20,000 to build a 100-panel solar-powered carport.
Right. And what is it? 40% of Americans don't have $1,000 in the bank. So, what we're talking about here is I agree with you. It's decentralized, and that's a huge plus. I like this notion,
yes.
And I don't have any particular problem with people taking advantage of it. However, you would agree that when you're, say, here in New Hampshire, which is right next to Maine, I'm going to presume that the costs are similar. You're talking about 19 cents a kilowatt hour versus this 33 cents a kilowatt hour that you get paid for solar power. Obviously, these providers on the grid are going to have to upcharge to make up for this increased cost. It seems like basically all this is the politicians taking money from the power provider and giving it to, using it as a subsidy for middle-class people who put up solar arrays, doesn't it?
No. Here's where it started from. A young economist in Germany, after Chernobyl, was asked, what can we do in this emergency? And he said, he had built a 100-panel solar-powered house in 1980. So he was well-experienced when 1986, when Chernobyl melted down. He said, look, we can create a whole solar economy in Germany, which is at the same latitude as Maine is, and we will just shift, instead of subsidizing coal plants, what we're going to do is we're going to actually create a solar economy based on the cost of 100 panels.
You can't say it's a solar economy because it's all completely arbitrarily set by some government bureaucrats. Okay, if there was actually an economy, you'd have people making independent decisions in a marketplace where, people offering solar power for sale to the grid would negotiate for a rate from particular buyers who would be interested in purchasing it, and there might be different rates based on, different areas or different companies offering different amounts for that.
There's no way that would happen.
Doesn't work like that. And you're leaving out one word. You're forgetting one word. We are facing a worldwide emergency right now. The number one crisis the world faces is air pollution and water pollution. We are going to wreck the whole environment.
Oh, yeah. They've been saying that crap forever. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It was supposed to be an ice age, and now the world's, going to burn up or whatever.
To presume that, okay, so...
Why could it not happen, Mark? Why could people not negotiate with the power companies to sell their solar power?
The power companies don't want you putting power on the grid. They want to do whatever they can to keep you from doing that.
Is that right?
Yeah. They don't want it. Absolutely. They want their power provided by, bigger companies. Because why in the world would they want 10,000 little providers when they can deal with one big provider?
I see what you're saying.
The economies of scale is the reason. So they're never going to let that happen. However, when it comes to solar power, the idea that you just create this arbitrary number, 33 cents, per kilowatt hour, and say now the power company has to pay that, that gets really weird too, because it doesn't. The vast majority of people get their power from the power company, the grid, from, coal, natural gas, fossil fuels, a variety of things. And those things are provided in, a whole bunch of different ways, but they're certainly provided far less than 33 cents a kilowatt hour. This arbitrary, inflated number of 33 cents is just going to raise prices for everybody. And...
Right. Somebody has to pay that.
Has to pay it.
And it's going to be the customers.
It's not going to come out of the pockets of corporate bigwigs as much as people want that to be the case.
It's the people who are paying for power, which is almost everyone except for the people who are generating their own power, which are the solar panel people.
You know, so every poor person who can't afford a solar panel is going to be paying the full power bill unless they're on some sort of subsidy, in which case it's, you know, the rich people that don't have solar panels who are going to be doing it. But basically anyone who's a customer of the power company who is not on some sort of government subsidy is essentially going to be subsidizing these people and their solar panel habit.
And don't forget that this is the politicians picking winners and losers again. Who's to say that solar power in Maine is a good idea? I don't know. Maybe wind power is. Now, I think that wind would probably be something that you could probably sell back to the grid in the same way that solar was. But what about thorium reactors? Now, these things are, these would be a huge boon, as I understand it, as an amateur.
Mm-hmm.
But the politicians don't want to go anywhere near them because they're called a reactor. Because it sounds like you're giving nuclear waste to average citizens, and that couldn't be farther from the truth. It's a meltdown-proof reactor.
Right. It's way different than uranium.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's entirely different, but these things can power 4,000 homes. Now, right. If I could buy one of those things for, I don't know, $50,000 and then sell that to the grid, I may very well be able to make, produce power less costly than some other thing is, but the politicians say no, because you should never let these people pick the winners and losers. How do I know that solar is a good idea? Well, we don't know, because politicians are picking, because you have a socialist economy.
Now, if you said that the power companies won't buy the solar power on their own, what's the answer here, Mark? Because you're not in favor of the subsidy. But you're also saying that a market wouldn't result in people with solar panels getting their power purchased.
Well, I would say that as long as people are free to create things like 3D printers,
mm-hmm.
that at some point or another in the relatively near future, 3D printers will be able to print solar panels. And you'll be able to have enough solar panels on your property. I'll grant you that this doesn't particularly work in high concentration urban areas. And as far as I'm concerned, those places can rot. They're full of rats and welfare recipients. I don't care anything about them. But when you get a little bit of land and you can cover it in solar panels and get all of your power from the sun that you've printed on a 3D printer, and all you had to do was pay for the components, the goo or whatever that makes the 3D printer work, then that is a system that will that will empower the individual.
So basically, the market will eventually make it so that people can power their own homes if it was unfettered and allowed to work.
Right. The market doesn't move quite as fast as people want it to move, and so they'll try to use the state, but usually what they do is create worse situations in the long run.
Apparently, Dixville and Dixville Notch may be the same place. I'm not sure. It's not really clear. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number two is on the way. We got more to say about Castro in moments, and you can join the conversation here. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.